I believe what they're planning on doing is blowing up the entire world economic system and replacing it with a new digital financial system. The cryptocurrency fits into this smart grid, towards we won't have any paper money anymore. You'll pay your device or a chip in your hand, and then they literally control you. No, the only thing we can do is just expose the truth, get everybody on the same page, and try to create technological approaches to circumvent what they're doing. And, you know, unless we unite people and inform people and take action to stop this, it's over.
Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. I'm bringing back Kent Lewis. He's the one that's doing the Freedom Platform, and he also has the 1776 currency, cryptocurrency that he put out. But he has a new report out about how the New World Order, as people call them, are using blockchain to be able to create essentially a worldwide currency and a control grid is what he calls it. And he has in his paper how they're actually doing it. Very interesting conversation. He's talking about in detail how he thinks it's working and how he's trying to circumvent some of that stuff. People don't like technocracy. I don't like technocracy. I don't want to be tracked for everything I'm doing. And this is a step towards a complete technocracy and how that worries him and worries many people. And then he sticks around, and I got to tell Cliff High out there, I interview Cliff about every quarter, he wanted to get Cliff's opinion on his report and talk about what Cliff thinks about it. So for my patrons, he's going to talk about that, and then he's going to dive more into what's in the report. Fun. I told him I'd have Cliff back to talk about what he thinks now that he brought it up. So that's for my patrons. And before we get in that, I want to tell you that many people are telling me that they're being unsubscribed from my channel. So please watch that and make sure you're being subscribed. You can see what videos I have out by going to my channel and just looking at the videos that I have listed. Because a lot of people are telling me they also aren't getting updates and seeing what videos I have. So please share my content with others. I know that I have certain videos that are being censored. And other ones aren't. I can really tell the difference. Maybe people just aren't interested in certain videos, but it seems like there's a pattern. And I would really appreciate if you would help get this information out to people. I got to get around that censorship platform somehow. And the only way that we're going to be able to do that is through your help of sharing good information, the stories that you think are good, the interviews that you think are good. Please share them so we can get the word out. But let's get now into that interview with Kent Lewis. Hi, Kent. Welcome back to the program.
Hi, Sarah. Thanks for having me.
I wanted to have you come back, and you have another report out, which I wanted you to talk about. But you have a different theory than what all the cryptocurrency enthusiasts have. And, you know, it's about kind of the overall agenda. You think that they had an agenda at the beginning and people have been tricked. Can you talk about what you've done in that space and bring us to the point why you think people have been tricked and it's not what people think it is?
The majority of cryptocurrency professionals focus on the decentralized nature of Bitcoin, and it is decentralized. However, that's not what governments and central banks and corporations are doing. What they have done is they have created or entered in the process of completing private blockchains, and they are placing every tangible asset and commodity, and which means every conceivable product or service will be on private blockchains. And so if you look at a company called Digital Currency Group, Digital Currency Group was founded by the New York Federal Reserve. It's now a private company. But three of their board members sit on the board of the Federal Reserve, including Larry Summers. And this company, DCG, when you look at their portfolio of technologies in which they own, they have literally recreated the entire world financial system within blockchain. Sarah, when you look at the CEO of some different blockchain companies, they state that there will be a convergence between public blockchains and private blockchains, and that all blockchains will communicate. Well, we will not be able to go to the store to buy food or put gas in your car without it being on a blockchain. And what they're going to do is utilize decentralized cryptocurrencies to make transactions on private blockchains. So you have to understand that when you have a decentralized cryptocurrency, it's a public blockchain. And then you've got all these different corporations adding every conceivable product or service to private blockchains. And then you're going to have governments. So as I proved in my previous report, you've got the federal government, state governments, and county governments that are adding, for example, the assessor's offices are adding properties, real estate to blockchains. And so, and then when we go back to DCG, Digital Currency Group, when you look at their portfolio, they've got different technologies that allow all these blockchains to converge and communicate. Okay. They own Ripple. They own Zcash. They own Coinbase. They own every different major cryptocurrency exchange is owned by central banks or have central bank influence. Just one day after I released my report, Circle purchased Poloniex. Poloniex is a major exchange. Well, who has invested heavily into Circle? Goldman Sachs. 2 days after I released my report, 22 countries in Europe formed the European Blockchain Consortium. Okay, so they have literally everything from the SWIFT system. SWIFT has invested heavily in blockchain. And then when you look at Ripple, Ripple is supposed to replace, it was built to replace the SWIFT system. So they have literally from A to Z recreated the entire world financial system within blockchain technology. And because they, and within my previous report, I proved that they control Bitcoin. And in a roundabout way, they do control Ethereum, because Ethereum was actually built for banks so that they could utilize smart contracts. And then when you look, you know, obviously they do own Ripple. And then so all they have to do, and then when you read down through my report, you're going to find that the Congress right now has legislation in front of them to allow taxation of internet transactions, okay? And so after all of this is done, all they have to do is create regulatory agencies to allow decentralized cryptocurrencies to make transactions on private blockchains. And at that point, they can charge any type of taxes. They can charge worldwide carbon taxes, value-added taxes, and they can determine which cryptocurrencies make transactions on their private blockchains. And they can get rid of paper money. They can go to a cashless society. They can control who makes payments, who doesn't make payments. If you are politically incorrect, they can fine you. They can shut off your money supply. It's concerning of what they have the ability to do.
So you came up with this because you developed your own cryptocurrency, and you were adamant that this was going to be a way to create freedom with the decentralization and everything else. And then at some point you realize, wait a minute, this is what's happening. Can you talk about how you went through that evolutionary process? Because we're going to have a lot of people that listen to this who are still at the other point. They think it's the freedom and stuff, and they get so angry. They get so angry when people talk about it from another perspective because they think that you're wrecking the chances, or they just get angry. And how do you explain it to them in a way that they can get over that bridge and understand it without being really angry?
Well, you have to know, or when you realize that every conceivable product or service is going to be on private blockchains, the options are limited. Now, I created this report for the blockchain and cryptocurrency industry to work together to unite to create additional ways in which we can circumvent the coming control system. Okay, so I'm not anti-decentralized cryptocurrency, but what we did create private marketplaces, and then we have recently created a decentralized marketplace, open source, in which soon we'll make available on GitHub for the entire world to be able to utilize it's similar to Craigslist, in which people can utilize different cryptocurrencies that provide obfuscation, or that means anonymous transactions. And so
your way around what the New World Order is doing is to create a private marketplace where you can use cryptocurrencies in the way that it was originally intended, or the
yes.
way that the developers originally intended. Now, do you foresee that being protected, or do you think, is it going to be a protected marketplace?
Theirs will be. Because the cryptocurrency community only makes up approximately 1% of the world's population. Well, when you look at what they've done, they will literally be able to tax 99% of the remaining population of the entire world, and they will be able to tax every and any transaction because there won't be any paper money anymore, and they'll happily tax 99% of the world's population.
So basically, they're going to say, we know there's going to be a bunch of rogue people who are going to be doing this, and we probably won't be able to, it won't be easy. We'll educate the rest of the population that that's illegal, and be scared, and kind of like the dark web. These guys are criminals, and we won't worry about them. We'll maybe raid them once in a while or whatever, but we'll be taxing 99% of the people, which is way better than we're doing now, so we're going to win.
I believe that's exactly their thinking. On page 13 of the report, I provide different options, technological approaches for the cryptocurrency community to work together to create different strategies to circumvent what they are in fact doing. And, anybody that is out there that is experienced within cryptocurrency, I'm not against you guys. I want to work with you to create technological approaches to circumvent and work together. And the way to, for example, here's a good example, Bitcoin. China controls over 90% of the Bitcoin mining because it's proof of work, okay? So when you have a proof of work cryptocurrency, you can have a country or a special interest group take control of the mining of the cryptocurrency. Well, when you have proof of stake, you control to a certain extent who controls your cryptocurrency. And then you have to have obfuscation. And then you have to have, your own private blockchain. And you have to have either a private marketplace, or you have to have an open source marketplace. And within our open source marketplace, whoever takes the source code and rebrands it, they can add whatever cryptocurrency they want as an option to make transactions for those products and services.
So what do you think the end goal is?
Control. World control, I believe it's a... an entire one world government based on technocracy in which they control all of humanity.
And who are they? I mean, that's the whole thing. Who? Rothschild? Just a quick break from the program to tell you about another summit that's coming up, and it's about ketones. And everybody, the rage has been about ketones because it helps burn fat and reduce inflammation. They have a series of videos that are going to start May 7th. And what you will learn is how ketones help you burn fat for energy, reduce inflammation, and how they may help prevent and eradicate diabetes, cancer, autoimmune deficiencies. And what you'll learn in this health summit is, what is ketosis? How does it work? And how to separate fact from fiction? How to overcome the challenges of being keto adapted? Whether you should start a keto diet or not, how to shop, live, and eat in a ketogenic lifestyle, and how you can do a keto, whether you're a meat eater, a vegetarian, or vegan even. So I will have that information below. Sign up before the Health Summit starts on May 7th if you want access to discounts. Me, for one, I want a way to be able to burn more fat. Trust me, as I get older, it's becoming harder and harder. So let's get back into our interview now. And who are they? I mean, that's the whole thing. Who, Rothschild?
Yes. Yeah. Every country in the world, most every country in the world has a Rothschild-controlled central bank, including the Federal Reserve. Most people think that the Federal Reserve, because it has the word federal in it, is part of the federal government, but it is a private entity that is controlled, without getting into a long, drawn-out details of how it's controlled. It is not owned by the federal government of the United States. It is a Rothschild-controlled bank. When you look at every country in the world since 2008, they have been running large budget deficits, and they use what's called quantitative easing to pay for these budget deficits, and every country in the world has had either zero interest rates or negative interest rates. And I believe what they're planning on doing is blowing up the entire world economic system and replacing it with a new digital financial system, in which, when we go back and you look at the different companies in which Digital Currency Group owns, they've done it. They're doing it. And it's all part of Agenda 21. It's all part of, at least here in America, it's part of the control grid. In which they're putting in 5G and the smart meters, and they want creating smart cities. And so it's all part of the smart grid, in which, and so the cryptocurrency fits into this smart grid, towards we won't have any paper money anymore. You'll pay with your digital phone, or with your device, or a chip in your hand, or and then they literally control you. So that's what they're doing.
Is there a way to stop them at this point?
No, the only thing we can do is just expose the truth, get everybody on the same page, and try to create technological approaches to circumvent what they're doing.
What do you think about the Georgia Guidestones? Do you think that they're still trying to do a depopulation agenda? I mean, do you think that is the ultimate thing? And who are they trying to keep around?
I've heard a lot of different theories on the Georgia Guidestones. But it does say that they want to reduce the world's population down to 500 million by the year 2030. And when you look at the facts and you don't look at the propaganda or the fake news, you know, by 2030, one in two children will have autism. It doesn't take a rocket science. It takes common sense to look up into the sky and know that a contrail dissipates, you know. And when you look at a chemtrail, or as Harvard calls it, solar radiation management, or as NASA calls it, stratospheric aerosol injection, people, all you have to do is go to their websites and read up on it. They are in fact spraying us like bugs with nanofilaments of aluminum, barium, and strontium. I just took and had my, I live in the mountains in Colorado. I just took and had my snow analyzed, and it's off the charts. Okay. And so it's just proof of what they're doing. If we were to take a hair follicle to the doctor and have it analyzed, each and every one of us is going to have aluminum, barium, and strontium in our bloodstreams. You know, and then as further examples, Fukushima fish. When was the last time you heard anything about Fukushima? I own a platform called freedom.social. Yesterday, somebody posted some information about Fukushima is going to dump millions of gallons of toxic waste into the ocean. It's like, what? Okay. And 200 million salmon did not return to the Columbia River last year. These are all facts. Look them up. And people go out, they buy tuna. You know, we go out and we eat sushi. And it's like playing Russian roulette. And I could just keep, you know, poison water. Look at the new report on the lead in the Chicago water supply. Look at Maricopa County in Phoenix. Look at their water supply.
And that one's more poisoned than what, like 35 times or something, more poisoned than the water, the Julia Roberts movie. What was the name of that movie?
Aaron Brockovich.
Which they won that lawsuit because of all the problems. Yeah. That water, isn't the Phoenix water 35 times or in the 30s more polluted than that water was?
Correct. And when and I could just keep going on with the factual examples. When you look at this, it is a pattern of soft genocide against humanity. And, you know, unless we unite people and inform people and take action to stop this, it's over.
But aren't they killing the animals too and their own children? I mean, how are they picking who can live and who can? Who's going to be alive? Who's going to be the 500 million alive? The healthiest that made it through?
That's a very good question. I cannot really answer that. Whether they've got, special drugs or vitamins and minerals in which they take on a daily basis. But all I know for a fact is what they are doing is true. And we have to take action. And, I don't want to be overly self-promoting, but we did create a platform to take action. It's called www.freedom.social and freedomtube.social, which is similar to FreedomTube. And, it's a crowdsourcing platform. It's a citizen journalism platform, independent media platform. And it is a platform to take action. And again, we have got to take action. I'm so over talking about this stuff going, oh, look what they're doing with the chemtrails. Look what they're doing in Syria. Syria, I look at that and then I walk outside and I see a plane spraying me like a bug. And I'm like, that's such a distraction,
It is a distraction, although they have 18,000 children in Syria that are being harvested for their organs or people. Children and adults, they are massacring people. So the distraction is a sad situation, but yet it is a true distraction from what they're doing to us.
If there's reports, it's not, Syria is not my expertise, but we do have crowdsourcing and I have read up on it quite a bit. They have boots on the ground now, people there doing research of what occurred. And they didn't even allow the OPCW to go in there and do any type of testing before they attacked. The main building that they attacked was just not too long ago cleared by the OPCW as being chemical free. Yet we attacked them without any proof, and then there was reporters that went to the hospitals and all of the doctors said, we don't have any reports of any chemical attacks.
Yeah, Jake Morfonio has been doing great work on this. And he showed that the hospital medical personnel said this was not, there was no, like you were saying, no chemical attack. And in the past, when we've bombed buildings, manufacturing plants, we bombed a baby formula place. We bombed a place doing tile and all. We end up not even hitting real chemical plants. Like you were saying, this place was cleared. That is a distraction in and of itself.
Jake also had on his website photographic evidence of children that were photographed in one spot and then moved the same children but they were photographed twice.
In a different spot. So it's obvious that they were setting up it's not any worse than what we're talking about they're doing. But the normalcy bias is to us. It's hard for us to believe some of this stuff because of our normalcy bias, but that's proof.
Almost a year to the date of this particular chemical attack was another chemical attack in which President Trump sent some missiles over there. And then in January this year, Defense Secretary Mattis came out and said, quote unquote, we have no evidence that Syria committed those chemical attacks. And then when you look back in history at what happened in Iraq, it was all faulty evidence. So it's very hard to believe anything that they say, especially, you know, when you take into consideration, you know, it is a distraction to what's going on. And then when I look at President Trump, you know, what he said within his election promises, you know, it's concerning. It really is.
Come to the conclusion, and I think it's the same as yours. I don't care what people say anymore because they don't write their speeches. Somebody figures out what do the people want to hear. Let's write the best speech of what they want to hear, and then you go and perform it the best you can. And then you go do whatever you want because, you know, it doesn't matter what what we say is completely separate from what we do. So I don't care. You can blah, 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 whatever you say. I'm going to look and see what you're doing as much as possible.
You know, what's concerning is it's an obvious false flag. So why would President Trump send missiles over there, especially when, you know, Russia, Putin's nobody to mess with, you know? And then when I look at it, you know, within my report, I outline that America is not the $20 trillion advertised in debt. We're more like, with unfunded liabilities, et cetera, around $200 trillion in debt. And when you look at what's going on, you know, with QAnon, you know, saying that there's about 25,000 sealed indictments, you know, are they is this a distraction to start World War III?
I just hope that's, you know, it's kind of like the hope porn. People are talking about hope porn.
Yeah,
because that's a hope porn. QAnon. I just hope it's real. You know,
I know.
I'm the first one that will be lined up. You know, so happy if it's real, but I don't know.
Yeah,
you agree? You know, I mean,
I do. I followed QAnon for quite a while, and then in March, you know, enough of the puzzles, enough of the games. You know, let's until there's arrests of high level individuals like Podesta or Hillary, I'm over it.
Yeah, because I mean, it's a great distraction, but if they start arresting people, then again, enough with the talking. I want to see the doing.
There is a professor from University, Michigan State University,
Skidmore,
along with Catherine Austin Fitz, that have done extensive research and found an additional $21 trillion missing from HUD and DOD. So, you know, I'm always thinking, well, you know, if President Trump is for real, you know, he'll find this $21 trillion missing dollars, arrest those responsible, and then we're a creditor nation.
Exactly. Or that on top of all the other departments that have the same issues, and let's figure out where all our money's at. Catherine Austin Fitz and Dr. Skidmore should be, or Professor Skidmore should be in lights. It should be 24-hour news that this, but the mass media is completely dark on that. It's the normalcy bias again. It's, I know I see so much stuff, but it's still, how could they, and then the news anchors and all those people that work in those organizations, how can you stand yourself claiming to be a journalist and ignoring that kind of news? I mean, you're not even an American citizen at some point. I mean, what's wrong with you? I understand that you need to feed your family and stuff, but at some point, can't you find the courage to do what's right?
Yes.
Do you know what I'm saying?
There is so much convoluted fake news out there now, and it is all intentional. There are six media outlets, their mainstream fake news, you know, is apparently controlled by the intelligence agencies. And it is, in my opinion, all to collapse America from within, to implement this new Agenda 21 technocratic bait style government. And you have to get America out of the way, and a house divided cannot stand. And so, you know, they've intentionally used divide and conquer tactics to with fake news. It's all intentional. And that's why I've done what I've done in creating a media platform to try to get the truth out there. And then once we get enough people that know the truth, let's quit talking. Let's take peaceful action to do something about it. And it's coming up on the time where it's going to be too late. You know, the water for the frogs is going to get too hot, and it's done. It's over.
Well, who do you work with? Because I know you're working with some big people. You don't have to say names. But if you just kind of give an idea, you are constantly talking to some big people in this country who are really motivated to make a difference. All business owners are not in cahoots with this whole, you know, Agenda 21 and Agenda 30. They have a different perspective. Can you give me, you know, without having to name names, talk about what your mission is and what you're doing?
I do
And give us an idea of who you're working with, you know, without naming names.
Well, I discuss, you know, we have crowdsourcing. And so we talk, you know, with former intelligence people that worked within the intelligence community. We talk with former high-level media people. We talk with people that have made a name within the freedom movement. And, you know, everybody believes in what we're doing. And we're trying to make a positive difference. And, you know, I don't blame somebody if they think far left. I kind of empathize with them because it's the news sources of what they've brainwashed with themselves on a daily basis. And if they're just rational and common sense people, you can actually kind of explain to them, you know, what's occurring. But a lot of people, you know, are just too far gone now, and it's you can't even have a conversation with them. And another thing that I find is people have become very lethargic. They've become very short. Their attention spans are 2 minutes or less. And I really believe it's this solar radiation management in which they're spraying us like bugs.
Well, and when you say far left, because I want to clear that up. I don't believe in the left-right paradigm. Because a true lefty is not what the lefties are now. And so a lot of people who consider themselves left are mortified by what the current left is doing. So it's not, it's you're more talking about the people who've been really brainwashed, who think they are, but really aren't. Freedom and stuff is what the left really have always been about. And they're not for this whole control grid. They're not for all this stuff, this complete dick technocracy. So the thinking people who consider themselves lefties are not that.
Well, you know, I don't believe in the false left paradigm either. We really don't talk about American politics so much on the Freedom Platform. But the fact of the matter is they have intentionally divided people either left or right. And I won't call liberals liberals. There's nothing liberal about a progressive communist. And you know,
exactly. Just like the far right has been characterized as a bigot and a not, you know, almost Nazi-like, but in a far, you know, in a bigoted way.
When you look at the RNC, they're just as guilty. They have sold out to globalism. A good example is TPP. You know, you had the RNC-controlled Senate vote in the Trans-Pacific Partnership. And in my book, that's treason. It, you know, if you know about TPP and what that did to the sovereignty of the United States, you know. And then when you look at all the – in the media, you have to look at how complicit the mainstream media is in perpetrating this Russian collusion. You know, it's Russians this, Russian that. Oh, by the way, I'm a Russian bot myself. Man, that's a little sarcasm, folks.
What are the actions? You know, I always think it's the 5 to 10% of the people can take action. We got to fix it at the local levels as well, the corruption and the abuse. But what do you see us take? What is taking action?
Well, so for example, on chemtrails, I spoke with Dane Wigington, And what we want to do is we want to directly confront the media. And, well, I don't want to bring Dane into that because he's not going to be part of that. But I discussed different strategies with him. And that's just informing the public of the facts. Okay. And then what I personally want to do is I want to get 1,000 people to go down here to the media outlet that recently said that it's not occurring. You know, it's conspiracy theory, literally, while they interview the scientist, the professor, Ken Caligara, that literally got on to here in Denver, 9 News, and said that it's not occurring. It's conspiracy theory. And he's actually the pioneer of modern day geoengineering. And he wrote a paper called Geoengineering the Globe. It's like, and so I called up this reporter. And I'm like, hey, do you realize that the guy that you just interviewed wrote the paper on geoengineering? And he wouldn't answer my questions. And so what I want to do is I want to get 1,000 people down there to picket it. You know, I've never protested in my life, but I got to tell you, unless we start doing something and drawing attention to this, it's over. What does aluminum do to the brain?
What does it do to the brain?
Alzheimer's, you know, and other, you know, multiple different ailments. You know, what is 5G going to do? If when you look at 5G with it, so I live in outside of Denver in the mountains. And so from Fort Collins to Pueblo is a UN agenda planned smart city. And they're installing what's called 5G. So from Pueblo to Fort Collins will be nothing but Wi-Fi that is over 100 times faster than anything we have now. But when you go up to one of these transmitter towers, if you take radiation on a scale of 1 to 10, it is a consistent 5.5. So now they're going to be frying us like rats. Not spraying us like rats. They're going to be radiating us.
And I want to tell everybody to watch my video that I did with Dr. Karim, which is a solution for some of this EF. You know, the EMF, the electromagnetic fog, including 5G, because it's more than just 5G. It's hitting us from everywhere. But he has done some amazing work on that front. And I would like to, I mean, I want to get neighborhoods and schools and all sorts of stuff with this system he has that protects us from it. So please watch that video. And if you have money that you can fund, we want to document it and film it. So I needed to put that plug in there because anybody that has the funds to help fund this so we can show the difference of what he does before and after, all the symptoms you have and how it goes away. And listen to that show. It's incredible. But anyways, keep talking about what you're talking about because I think we are all seeing that all of our illnesses are skyrocketing. Yes. Cancer rates and anxiety and stress amongst young kids is off. I mean, it's incredible. And it's all tied to all these things. And you think it's planned. How much of it is that people are just so excited to have internet that's 100 times faster that they're too ignorant to realize that they're part of the agenda.
I think it's the majority of people. You know, you take people that watch the local news. Well, what they say is true. You know, they wouldn't lie to us. Yet they do. And the
local news is being fed stories. So they just,
yes.
So they don't even know, but keep going.
You know, you can look at a collage of these different local media stories where they are all repeating the same thing over and over and over. You know, propaganda was not created to be believable. But when you repeat it over and over and over again, you take, for example, 9/11. 9/11 was an obvious, obvious false flag. But yet when you get the media that repeats it over and over and over again, another example is ISIS. Obama and Hillary and John McCain created and funded and armed ISIS. It's just a fact. But yet they use it as a fear tool on a daily basis. Ooh, ISIS.
Isn't it crazy? It's because the lie is so evil. what they did is so evil. It's hard to believe that our something we're part of would be that evil. People have a hard time. They don't want to accept that. It's like coming to the belief that your parents are evil or something. You just don't want to, because they're feeding you, telling you that we love you, we love you, we love you, and they're doing this other thing to you. And so people don't want to accept it.
Cognitive dissonance is a very powerful thing. It's very difficult to break your core belief system. And, you know, it's very hard to rearrange your mind to admit that you are wrong and then get on to a path of knowing what the truth is.
You've made a coin yourself.
Yes.
Can you talk about that and when you expect it to go public?
You know, we just over a year ago, we created a clone of Ethereum. And then I'm one of the co-inventors of RETS, Real Estate Transaction Standards. And then I started studying what they were doing, International Organization for Standardization. And that's how they generate metadata from transactions. And that's how, when they place all the different, every conceivable product or service on private blockchains, that's how they will collect the data on, and they know who's making transactions on private blockchains. When I saw what they were doing, I called up all of the different buyers of our, that one was called Minuteman Reserve, and I threw it in the trash. I got rid of it, and I created a new cryptocurrency. It's proof of stake, it's to the extent that you can circumvent what the governments and central banks and corporations are doing, it circumvents it. And we have a private marketplace, and we are just, like I said, we're just coming out with a decentralized open source marketplace, similar to Craigslist, in which different cryptocurrencies can be added to purchase goods and services. And hopefully you'll put a link to my report within this video.
Oh, absolutely. The report that you have coming out. Yes. But you were giving away cryptocurrencies, 10 coins.
We still are.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can still get your free crypto.
So yes, we're giving away 10 free 1776 tokens to anybody that goes and registers at www.freedom.social.
And I'll have the link below as well.
You bet. And so, but right here is on this particular page, all of this, and that's just a small fraction of the companies in which Digital Currency Group owns. Well, they own Coinbase, the largest exchange here in America. They control Poloniex. And I could just keep going down the row with the exchanges in which these central banks control. Well, doing what we're doing, circumventing the control system in which they've created, we've had to be pretty selective in which the exchanges in which we choose to enter, because they could easily sabotage us, you know. So right now, you know, we're at 25 cents and we enter the exchange of a exchange that's controlled by, let's say, the Federal Reserve. Well, we're trying to circumvent what they're doing so they could, you know, we could go from 25 cents down below one penny in one day because they don't like what we're doing.
So you don't want them to take the value of your coin and make it nothing and then get you out of the market. You want to have enough of a momentum so that it's the real deal.
You know, we have many, many, many thousands of wallet downloads now, and we want to have many, many more thousands of wallet downloads. Wallet downloads meaning that we send you 10 free cryptocurrency tokens. And, you get paid on the Freedom platform. We pay everybody in 1776 tokens to post, share,
like
view.
Steam it kind of.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're very similar to Steam it, except for we're more focused on exposing the New World Order agenda. And, you know, we try not to allow any type of fake news. You know, we try to just provide the facts, and then we discuss the facts and what can be done to take action to stop what they're doing or expose what they're doing. You know, so, you know, we can't go to our congressmen, you know, because they have all sold out to the New World Order agenda, in my opinion.
How many of them just can't believe it? And so they haven't been red-pilled versus the ones who are sold out.
Are you speaking about our politicians?
Yeah. I mean, how many just haven't been red-pilled and they really believe what they're doing versus, and they just don't get it, versus ones who get it and they're perfect. Like Hillary Clinton gets it and she doesn't care. You know, John McCain gets it and doesn't care. I mean, they're part of the problem.
They're part of the New World Order agenda.
Yeah.
You know, what is the New World Order agenda? One world government, reduced population, implementing Agenda 21. What is Agenda 21? It's based on revitalization. You know, they use all these different sustainability.
Great words.
They use all these.
We want to go there because it sounds great.
You know, very eloquent, supportive of humanity. When all the time it is designed to reduce the world's population. And so getting back to the politicians, our research indicates that most of them have either been blackmailed or they are actually globalists. And, you know, there is a agency called SEC. Excuse me, SES, that pretty much it comprises what we call here in America the deep state. And, you know, you cannot be fired. They cannot be fired. And until we get control of our internal government, America, our government cannot guide our country the way that our founding fathers of the Constitution was designed. What they're doing is intentionally destroying America from
within.
It's
not our country at this point until we get rid of it. Now, when do you think the currency and the economic system will reset to this new global blockchain cryptocurrency environment?
I think it could be as soon as this year. I really do. You know, they have the infrastructure in place, for example, Ripple and the SWIFT system has invested in blockchain technology. So if anybody doesn't know what the SWIFT system is, it's the system that transfers money from one country to another or from one bank to another. And they've redeveloped that within blockchain technology.
Do you think Trump's on board with all this and is going to be overseeing this whole transition? Or do you think what do you think the deal is with him?
My jury's out. I want to believe, you know, a guy has to have a certain level of hope. I fought for him to be elected. But, you know, when he does stuff like Syria, you know, you have to wonder, you know, and hope and pray that he called up Putin and said, you know, hey, buddy, I got to bomb this to keep the deep state happy. Or is he a Zionist shill working for the Greater Israeli Project? I don't have conclusive answers on that. But, you know, I have to have hope. I know that, you know, some of the people that I talk to believe he's a pure Zionist. And, you know, he's working for the deep state. And he just told us what we wanted to hear for him to be elected. Then I've got other people that I speak with that are still in the Q camp, trust the plan. And, you know, I'm trying to stay neutral, you know, because I have a platform to moderate. And
it's hard, isn't it? It's hard to trust the plan when you know we've been lied to for so long. So it's hard for me to trust this anonymous character who may be connected to the White House, or probably is connected to the White House, because they give us enough feedback to make it look like it is. So it probably is. And they give us enough feedback to make it feel real. But how do you trust the plan when you've been lied to for so long? That's why it's like, how can I trust anybody? That's why I want to see action and not what people say.
It's exactly it. That's exactly where I'm at. I'm tired, you know. I'm not going to stop informing people and educating people and red-pilling people. I'll be at Red Pill Expo this year with G. Edward Griffin.
Are you speaking?
No, not at this point. No. No, I did speak with G. Ed, I call him GEG, about it, and he's a good guy. I really admire and respect G. Edward Griffin. He read my prior report. He's on a cruise right now, so he hasn't read this report yet. But with my last report, he did agree with it.
He came on to my show last year before the
I
last
watched it.
Red Pill. Did you?
Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah.
Interesting character.
He is an amazing man. He is like the Energizer Bunny. He has more energy. He just goes and goes and goes. He's amazing. True patriot.
Well, excellent. He needs to look at the Dr. Karam interview that I did because that's a very, very powerful thing that's going on there. And we need to be serious about doing things like what he has. But go ahead.
I'll watch it and I'll make an offer. I would like to promote it, and if it's something that we're an action platform. If it's something that we can implement and we can get many thousands, if not millions of people to participate, count me in.
Okay, that would be excellent. We need enough people to pay for it so we can do this documentary and show people and say, okay, here's a solution. Let's get this going. Me too, I want to start seeing solutions and some things to start. It's hopeful. It's something that's very hopeful and beneficial and it can really help people. And that's what I want to start seeing. Let's get some action going. And that's why I like Marjorie from the Grow Network. I want to bring more people that are
Yes.
trying to get, let's get going. Let's do some of the stuff. So that being said, will you stay after and do another question for my patrons?
I'd be happy to.
Okay, thank you so much for sticking around today.
Sure.